Welcome. Good afternoon, everyone.
Thanks Hello. For having us.
Hey, guys.
Good to see you all here at 2SER. It's exciting because 2SER are also partners with this event that's on next Tuesday and at the Fringe Festival. So we're here all together to talk about something that everyone should get along and see. Samuel, first of all, you are the director of Clipped. Can you tell me a little bit about Clipped and what you are aiming to do?
Sure. Well, basically 3 years ago, we started an event as part of Vivid Sydney, and we've carried that on, and it's an annual event all about celebrating the art form of music videos, primarily Australian and New Zealand.
Yep.
And from time to time, we've had some special opportunities such as this to do some unique little events and showcase some more work. And as you know, so much work gets done regularly, it just doesn't get an opportunity to be seen, especially on a big screen. So that's always a great thing.
Well, I think music videos are sort of nowadays made to be seen on TVs or YouTube or whatever like that. So seeing it on a big screen must be really exciting. And we'll chat to the directors about that soon. But music videos, for you, what is it about that art form that excites you and makes you want? Why did you want to start this sort of adventure?
I think the unpredictability, the ability to be able to experiment, but also there's confines there as well. I think it's probably one step, away from commercials, but also one step away from an experimental art film, for example. Yeah. And I just enjoy that space, and I enjoy having some kind of limitations personally as a filmmaker, but I think also that's something that resonates with other people as well.
Yeah, for sure. And it's amazing. I guess my issues with music videos, and I do love music videos, but back in the day in the 90s, I got caught up in this whole Pearl Jam thing where they released a video clip for Jeremy, which just went massive. And all of a sudden, Pearl Jam just said, we don't want our music to be represented by the video. We want our music to stand for its music. And they really backpedaled from that and decided, well, we're not going to make music videos anymore. And I was on that bandwagon. I was like, nah, yeah, it's all about the music, man, not about the videos. Obviously, as I grew older, I realized that music videos are an art form in themselves, and they accompany the music. It doesn't have to be the video overtakes the music. The music complements the video. So I'll talk to the directors about that a bit more, but I'll talk to Adam first. You are the director of a music video that's going to be shown next week by Mari called Desire.
Yep, that's right.
When you sort of came into making this video, how did you get about it? What was the sort of initial contact you had with the artist?
So usually the artist, we've worked with them previously, so we've got that existing relationship already. But usually, they come to us and they would preview their song, and then we'll come together and then plan of attack, decide on a story, decide what exactly they want to achieve with the song, what the meaning behind the song is, and then from there, my job is just to visualize that from the film perspective.
Was the concept for the video, I don't know what the video is in the video because I haven't seen it, but would the concept come from the artists themselves, like from the music that they've created, or is that something that you would spark and say, oh, I can see this, or, you've got ideas straight away?
It was very much a collaborative effort. So they would just really give me a really loose idea of what the music is about, and then we'll add to the story and build upon it.
Yeah, right. And Ruby, is this a similar thing for you? You've directed a film which is actually with Nadia Townsend. This is by Monica, called Brighter.
Yes.
Same sort of thing. When you meet an artist and you sort of want to do a video with them, do you collaborate, or is there someone with a strong idea? Do you just sort of run with what they've got?
I mean, I think every project's different. Yeah. This one was quite beautifully organic. Nadia and I had just finished working on my first short film, which is now doing the festival rounds, called Daily Bread. And we collaborated really intensely on that. And then the band Monica are very good friends of Nadia and came to her, and they kind of just gave us free rein. And we pitched them this wild idea of, okay, we want synchronized swimmers, because Nadia was watching all these amazing synchronized swimmers in the Olympics and putting it to music and going, there's something here. Let's find. And I'm going, water, synchronized swimmers, oh my God, okay, let's do it, you know. And So we kind of developed that, and then it was definitely a process of coming back to the band and going, are you happy with this? And, you know, a big part of the clip is also these brightly colored costumes that one of my girlfriends, who's a fashion designer, makes these incredible clothes. So we started collaborating with her and bringing colors in. And so, yeah, quite an organic process, this video clip specifically.
It sounds pretty organic, but it also sounds like a great opportunity to sort of get out there and try something maybe a bit different that might not fit into the concept of a film as such.
It was beautiful. It was nice. Yeah. It was really nice to like step away from narrative after having been really narrative driven for quite a while, and then just have fun with this. Yeah.
Now, thinking about music videos, there must be ones that have stood out to you and over the years, you know, when you were a kid or growing up. There's certain ones that you just go, oh, that really stands out and puts me in a place in time. I remember that song and that video. Do you have many that you can remember like that?
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. The first one that comes to mind is probably Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Hey, that's got me. That's got water. It's got bright outfits.
Bright outfits. So it's definitely a linear, you know, inspiration. And one of the big ones when we were watching around preparing for Monica was the Jamie Gosh. Video clip is like amazing, and that song is just amazing.
That's so cool. What about yourself, Adam? What about music videos? Is there anything that you sort of remember that really stands out to you?
Usually the ones that try to be controversial.
Oh yeah,
like the ones that like you wouldn't expect it to be a music video.
Yeah,
like that one with Young Thug, and he paid.
Oh yeah,
like he paid a bunch of people to create a music video, but he wasn't even in the video.
That's right. He didn't turn up. Wasn't he supposed to turn up? And he just didn't show or something.
And they just made a music video out of it, and that went viral. So,
what do you think about should the music and the video sort of complement each other, or is it okay if they're just completely separate art forms?
I think it's always a conversation. I mean, no matter whether they are complementing or opposite, you end up with a conversation, and I think that's the art. And I think it's about finding, you know, and I think, you know, there's so many different ways of doing a video clip. They can be narrative. They can be completely abstract. Mm. And it's about allowing the space for the audience to connect the music and the image. I think there's a beautiful space in there that's quite abstract that you don't have to follow in the same way as a film.
Well, that's true. I guess there's no rules when it comes to music videos. It's a little bit different to film or documentaries or things like that. What about you, Sam? You obviously brought this together as if you would have had a love of music videos growing up, and you've gone, oh, I want to promote this and make this like a festival. What was your favourite sort of music videos growing up? How did you sort of connect to it when you were younger?
Good question. I actually did an arts degree, and I had no idea what I wanted to do. And just by default, it was an experimental video and sound art degree.
Right.
And I didn't get into graphic design because I didn't have high enough marks, despite getting 100 in art, which I thought was ridiculous. But anyway, it led me down a path. And then for our grad show, I actually exhibited a music video in an exhibition style format.
Right.
So it's funny, when I look back, I've created sort of events around music videos that sort of take in past experiences, probably just by coincidence really, but I've always been interested in music, and I've created my own music videos, and I was playing music, and it's just one step at a time really. But the nuts and bolts was like, I wanted an event like Clipped to exist, and events to celebrate music videos. You know, there's various ones around the world. There's not really much in Australia. I find a lot of the film festivals, they don't really treat music videos with the respect they deserve. Usually it's kind of a side category. There's no prizes involved. So, yeah, that's kind of the background.
I go back to when I was a kid. I used to be so excited when Michael Jackson brought out a new song, because he'd bring out these like half an hour or 20-minute long like mini movies surrounding his song. You don't see that so much nowadays, but you do see some pretty epic music videos.
Smooth Criminal was one of the best video clips, I have to say.
But just in more recent times, we've seen Childish Gambino do this amazing video for This Is America. And people have just been dissecting that over and over, everything in the background that goes on, all the mixed messages and things like that. Does that sort of stuff inspire you as music video creators to go, oh, maybe sometimes putting in little things in the background or things that might link that to the artist or political meaning, does that sort of go run through your head sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
particularly, I guess, if the artist might have a leaning certain way, or do you go through and listen to their music and sort of get inspired that way?
I feel like the Childish Gambino one would have been such a strong collaboration with him having a very clear idea of a message that he wanted to.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then allowing the filmmaker to find those Easter eggs to put in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would have been an amazing thing to work on.
Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah.
The music itself that you listen to, the song obviously being the crux of it, do you go back and listen to their old music as well, like other stuff, and sort of see if there's a trajectory you can take in the music video?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you just want to see what kind of journey they're going through, mm-hmm. Whether it's their album or EP.
Yeah.
And you want to see what direction, if they're trying to speak a different voice.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about being true to their message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could be untrue. It could be really interesting as well. That's
exactly.
Anything goes.
I feel like that's the conversation, and no matter which way you go, you end up with a really interesting message, you know? That's the fantastic thing about it.
And maybe a message that's interesting and divisive is more memorable.
Mm.
And if you're thinking more in terms of an artist getting more hits, or there's so many ways to look at it. Even some of the greatest videos, like I think a couple of the best ones for Foo Fighters, those early ones, I'm pretty sure Dave Grohl didn't even like them, and they're just seen as classics, some of those early ones, for like Everlong and that. Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure that's the case.
And then they became so known for these sort of quirky, funny video clips, and maybe it didn't mean to be.
And they're some of my favourites. Like, is it OK Go, and they have the treadmills?
Yes.
Like, that just sticks in my mind. It doesn't mean anything, and it's just one of my favourite video clips ever.
I reckon that was the first really big viral music video on YouTube. Back in like the mid-2000s.
Yeah,
it was huge. Well, if anyone wants to see these, there's 5 brand new music videos. No one's seen them yet. They're brand new. They're going to be premiered as part of a Clipped music video festival, as part of the Sydney Fringe Festival. And it's on next Tuesday night at the Golden Age Cinema in Surry Hills. It's going to be hosted by Jared Keane, who's a comedian and filmmaker as well. And he's also working on a short film. Is there going to be a bit of a Q&A, a bit of a chat as well on the night?
Yes, definitely.
Cool.
From all the filmmakers.
All the filmmakers will be there. Taj Ralph has got a new song called Waterfall. He directed that as well. He's a young boy. How did you write
it? Yeah.
Well done.
Film school, I think, project as well.
So, nice. Yeah. Ataline with Autumn Winter, directed by Rob Letera. Loana Whitney, Eye to Eye, directed by Annie Rose Duckworth, including the two by Ruby Challenger here and Adam Dionisio. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to Clipped and to SER for putting it on. Really excited.